Welcome to Rooted in Wellness with me, wellness advocate and holistic nutritionist, Mona Sharma. Together, we will take a journey to discover natural healing practices from imbalance to balance, guided by ancient wisdom and modern scientific insights. I was raised living summers on an ashram, so I learned early on that food is medicine and your kitchen is your greatest source of healthcare and prevention. After facing two heart surgeries, anxiety, and weight challenges, I discovered that just because your symptoms are common doesn't mean that they are normal. Together with some incredible guests, we will explore the power of our mind, body, and soul connection, returning to our roots to rediscover our greatest well-being. Welcome back to day two of the Rooted Reboot, and I'm so proud of you for showing up. Today's focus is rewire and reconnect, because once we become aware, the next step is rewriting the story, not just in your mind, but in your body, in your habits, and in your identity. In this episode, we're diving into the science of neuroplasticity, how small, repeated actions can rewire your brain and reshape your life. We'll talk about why most people fall off after just a few days and how to finally stop that cycle by creating rituals that actually stick. You'll also hear how my clients transform not by chasing willpower, but by belonging to a system that supports real change. Today, we begin creating that system for you. All right, so let's talk about something then, again, something when it comes to our health and wellness that we have never been taught in school. And I joke around this with my clients all the time. 10 years ago, when I used the word vibration, everyone would roll their eyes. They would think that I was crazy, that I was probably, you know, a witchy person with crystals in the background trying to heal them. Now we're backing up validation with vibration and how it has to do with our emotions, our energy, which impacts everything from our immune system, the quality of your digestion, your mood for the day, and how you show up in your relationships every single day. It's going to drive your choices. So some of you have children, other of you have, you know, family members who are babies. And nonetheless, whether that's not you, just think about a child that comes into this world, right? Gosh, they're so beautiful. They radiate pure, energetic, unfiltered vibration, right? Until the world teaches them otherwise. We are so addicted to that vibration. Even as a parent, you know, we're so desperate for our babies to go to sleep. And then we're counting the seconds for them to wake up because we just want to like breathe them in. They have an energy, which is contagious. We are attracted to people, places, and things that have this positive energy because it makes us feel a certain way. Okay. So what happens though, as we grow up, we have no filters, right? So we come across stress, we compare ourselves to others, we take in this chemical overload from the environment around us. We're so disconnected from food, disconnected to nature and the earth. And slowly we begin living from the outside in instead of the inside out. But healing starts when we return to living from the inside out. This is why today, like with all my calls, anyone that I work with, we always start with core values, not with your goals, but with what your values are, okay? And how that addresses and impacts your vibration. So here's another surprise. I would love to have one volunteer, somebody who doesn't know what a core value elicitation is, somebody who's never done that before, somebody who is just curious about understanding what their own vibration is. Jenny says, I only thought of core values in connection with military service. Yeah, military service or your business values, right? But it has to do with your health. This should be step one with your health. I wish all of your doctors knew this as well. So let's see, did we find them?
Yeah, first come out to come on the screen. If not, we can go with Lynn as she has raised her hand.
Hi. Hi. All right. Lynn, how's it going?
Good. Nice connecting with you, Mona.
You too. So with everyone else here, I want you to participate. If you haven't already, grab your pen and paper, and I just want you to write down words. Don't overcomplicate this. Don't overthink it. Whatever the first word is that comes to your mind, I want you to answer it, and I want you to write it down. All right? All right. So, Conwell, I want you to answer a simple question. When you wake up first thing in the morning, What's the emotion that you want to feel?
Gratitude.
And when you wake up in the morning, is there anything that could be maybe a little bit more important to you than feeling gratitude?
I would say feeling my best, you know?
Yeah. And what does it mean when you feel your best? What's the emotion behind that? How does it make you feel?
Oh, if I had the best sleep, you know, if I'm waking up from the best sleep, and also if everybody's happy around me, you know. Sometimes at home, there's some drama going on when I wake up, so I don't want that.
All right, so tune in again. I want you to visualize waking up tomorrow morning. You're doing great, by the way. Think about what's the most important emotion that you want to feel.
I have to think about it.
Yeah, that's okay. Just take a second. Imagine you were like 5 years old. When you wake up in the morning, what's the most important emotion that you want to feel?
Joy, or, you know?
Yeah.
Well, with excitement, you know? With no responsibility, right when I'm waking up. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, my beautiful friend, you're going to wake up. You're going to feel gratitude. You're going to feel your best. You're going to have an amazing sleep. Everyone around you is going to feel happy. You're going to feel a sense of joy. You're going to feel full of excitement. You're going to feel no responsibility. What's the emotion that embodies all of that for you? Is there a word you can bring to mind?
No, actually.
Take a breath. Tune in to how you want to feel. What's the most important emotion that you can possibly feel if everything comes to reality? How do you feel?
Connected.
How do you feel when you feel connected?
Oh, when I wake up and I pray to God, I just think of my guru, you know, as I'm sick. So the first thing I remember is Guru Nanak. Mm-hmm. And then the feel all the joy and everything, and feel the connection. And then I feel like that's the best day I could wake up to.
You're using a lot of really, really beautiful words. You're like, you're so there, but I just want to help you guide you to clarity, to what the emotion is. When you wake up in the morning, you're connected to Guru Nanak. You feel joy, you feel connection, you have the best sleep. Everyone around you is happy. You're full of excitement. There's no responsibility. What's the emotion? Just think of the emotion. Pretend you're five. You only know a handful of emotions. What's the feeling? I want to feel
protected.
How do you feel when you feel protected?
It's just so good. I haven't felt that in a long time, even when I was a kid. So it's very hard for me to imagine when I was 5 years old, because I was always scared. My parents were very strict, and I always wake up with my father saying my name so loud, and my heart would be, you know. But, you know, I was always scared waking up, and I can't imagine me being five in the other way, as I have experienced. But since I have connected with the God lately, so I feel like I want to feel the connection with the God and the joy and the protection. That sometimes I feel just now. Some days when I do meditate, and some mornings I wake up and I feel like I don't have to do everything today. I don't have to sort the things out just now when I wake up. It has to be very light morning, you know, just get up and then see everybody, say everybody good morning with a smile, and just be there, just be silent in the morning, not like talking a lot. Yeah, that's it. Sorry, I'm so nervous.
That's okay. You're doing so great. And I'm so grateful for your share, because this is exactly it. This is the work. All right. So you did a great job, and I'm going to help guide you to this. But I want to share with you and everyone else who's participated and put in these beautiful words into the chat. What if uncovering your core value was the foundation to what you need to decipher what your blueprint is for healing? Okay. So check this out. You know, Kamala wants to wake up. She wants to have gratitude. She wants to feel your best. Did anyone come to this world just to feel your best? Is that the point of life? No, of course not. You want everyone to be happy around you. That's great, but that's not your emotion, right? You want to feel full of excitement. But how does that make you feel? You want to have no responsibility, but how does that make you feel, right? You want to pray to God, which is beautiful. We have connection to a higher source, but how does that make you feel? And so the reason why you did so great at this, and thank you, you're free, but I want to point out you use one or two words on repeat, but it wasn't your anchoring truth. And that word was joy. Did you guys catch that? She used joy a few times. I think she used peace two or three times. Some of you might have done exercises like this before. And you can take a deep breath. You're free now, Penwell. But I'm going to keep emphasizing the teaching for you. Has anyone ever seen a chart like this before? It's called the chart of vibrational frequencies. Okay. So, you know, this chart really is designed and it's backed by science to show us when we are in a state of love, of feeling joy, of feeling peace or enlightenment, God hopes in this lifetime, we feel a sense of higher vibration. Our frequency goes up. We move into expansion. Life feels good. We're in alignment. We're making great decisions for ourselves. But the challenge is that many of us are living in these lower vibrational frequencies every single day without even noticing it. How many of us wake up sometimes with grief or, as Kunwal said, sometimes fear? The memory of her dad from the way that he said something in the morning from when she was a child is still a frequency within her that she remembers. So no matter what that morning is, it could be a loud sound or somebody at the door, it still awakens that kind of abruptness, right? Or maybe it's your alarm that puts you into that. Maybe your day. So whatever it is, we just need to understand where is your frequency when you start your day and where is your frequency when you're addressing your health. So why does this matter? This matters because it literally is going to be your driving point in how you make decisions in your life. So some of you may have read, do you guys know the David Hawkins is an amazing, I highly recommend all of his books, but he's the one that basically created that map of consciousness and he wanted to study frequency, right? But what we now know is that we can quantify this consciousness. So if we're going out into the world feeling frustration or anger or sadness or depression or worry or tension or fear, you're going to make decisions based on that action, those actions. Are you going to reach for the abundant, beautiful, colorful plate of veggies in that state? Or are you going to go for the bottle of wine and maybe go by the, you know, the drive-through because heck, that's easier at that time, right? A lot of people will choose to heal and evolve when they address their vibration. So my ask for you today is really to start to bridge. How do you want to feel first thing in the morning? Go back to those core values, those core vibrations. And my word can't be your word. So some people here said pure joy. Joy might become then. That means that every single day, the question you ask yourself, is eating this going to align me with the feeling of joy and the version of myself that I want to become? Or is it going to deplete me from joy and keep me anchored where I am? Maybe it's a TV show that they're going to watch. Is this going to align me with joy and the version of myself that I want to become? Or is it going to keep me anchored in frustration? For somebody else, it's the feeling of peace. Is having this conversation with this person going to bring me closer to the feeling of peace and the vibration that I want to embody? Or is it going to keep me anchored in a version of myself that I no longer want to be? Use your vibration, the core emotion that you want to wake up with every day, as your guiding light question throughout the day. Does this make sense to everyone? Did I land that? And it takes practice. And you might take some time moving from happiness. And then, no, maybe it's joy. And maybe some months it's peace because that's what you want. But you just want to make sure that it's in alignment with the frequency that you came into this earth with. Babies come into this earth with happiness, purity, joy, peace, enlightenment even, right? But we kind of have water poured over the fire and it dims our light. And I'm here to say that you have an incredibly unique, beautiful, vibrant starlight vibration that you're meant to feel every single day. And it's time to start awakening that.
And Mona, can you link some of the tools that you shared with us on Monday? How can that raise our vibration?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's start by shifting our state. All right, so on Monday, we practice our 4-7-8 breathing. We went from a sympathetic state, potentially, or maybe even a busy monkey mind, into a feeling of peace by dropping from the mental mind into the embodiment of feeling our physical body. All right. Today, let's do something else. So go ahead and sit back wherever you are. Put down your pen, turn over your phones, be here with me now. For some of you where this might be feel challenging, look around your space. Tell yourself that you're safe to be here just for a few minutes, that it's safe to close your eyes and it's safe to tune in. Just start by taking a few breaths. Now, as you start to ground, what we're going to be practicing today is something called box breathing. It's going to sound like this. We're going to inhale for the count of four. We're going to hold the breath for the count of four. We're going to exhale for the count of four. And then we're going to hold it out. So holding a breath on the out for a count of four and then repeat. You can visualize a box in your mind. And let's just start by relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. Coming into the body again. Let's move all the awareness down to your toes, your feet, your heels. Maybe you're going to go back to your magical space of feeling your feet somewhere anchored in nature, in the ocean, on the sand, in the grass. Maybe feel the sensation of sunlight on your skin, warm breeze, beautiful smell of nature around you. And just feeling that causes you to exhale a little bit more, relaxing the feet, the calves, the knees, and the thighs, relaxing the hips, relaxing the low back, the mid back, and the upper back, relaxing the abdomen, relaxing all of the organs within you. Just be here now. With every exhale is the opportunity to surrender. If the mind jumps in, direct it as though it's a thought passing on a cloud. You'll get to that soon. But right now, you want to come home into your body, relaxing the fingers, relaxing the wrists, the arms, the shoulders, relaxing the chest, relaxing the back of the shoulders, relaxing the throat and the neck. Go ahead and relax your jaw. Separate the biting surfaces of the teeth ever so slightly and feel the surrender of the back of the neck. Let go of that tension. You don't need to hold on to it anymore. Keep breathing. Relax your cheeks. Relax the eyes, the eyebrows, the forehead. Relax the ears. Relax the scalp. Relax the skin on your body. Come home to your body. How much more can you surrender into your seat? Maybe you're leaning back just a little bit more, doing a gentle scan of the body and just noticing what area of your body is calling for some attention. Without any judgment, it's simply an invitation to use your breath, breathe into that area, and let it go. Maybe you visualize sunlight moving through every single cell in your body, bringing lightness to where there's darkness, alleviating tension where anything's tight, and simply moving light through you. From this state, we're going to move to box breathing. So go ahead and exhale your next breath. And we begin. Inhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold the breath. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold it out. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Inhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold the breath. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold it out. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Inhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold the breath. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold it out. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Inhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold the breath. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold it out. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Inhale, last one. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Hold the breath. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. Exhale. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om four, hold it out. Om one, om two, om three, om four, release any control over the breath and just breathe. Notice any sensation. Notice any buzzing. Notice the feeling of circulation. Just acknowledging your breath. In yoga, we call this your prana. It's your life force energy. Bringing in the new, waking up the cells, and giving liberation to what needs freedom. Take one more long, slow, deep breath in. Sigh it out of your mouth. Notice the quality of your mind and the thoughts. Let's come into a moment of gratitude for trying the practice. And when you're ready, feel your seat, feel the room that you're in. You can open your eyes and come on back. If you'd like to, you can go ahead and share. How did you feel after a simple practice like that? Just emphasizing again, it's these simple practices that teach you how to be the architect of your health, how to shift your state. Now that you know you cannot digest or absorb nutrients in a state of stress, but you can in a state of peace and alignment. Wow, beautiful. Centered, quieter mind, refreshed, relaxed, wonderful, calming, yawning, release. I love that. Tingly. I get tingly too, which I really love. Feels like life force, peaceful. Wonderful. Thank you for participating. One more tool for your tool belt. Now it's just up to you to practice it. It's free. It's one of the greatest medicines in the entire world, and it's free. You can do this every morning when you wake up. You can do it every night as you fall asleep. I promise you will be out like a baby.
Amazing. So we now know we absorb our nutrition best when we're calm, we're relaxed, when we're in this type of state. Guys, this is a practice you could do before a meal. Even if you don't want to spend that much time, just a couple slow, deep breaths will begin to shift you and you will start to digest your nutrients better. Now, Mona, I know you also wanted to talk today a little bit about other things that need to be addressed before we can nourish. Can you explain how detoxification plays a role, why that's step one, how it sets the stage for healing?
You got it. And, you know, maybe some of you showing up today are probably just as surprised as the people that show up for my very first client call with them. Right, Mona, what's the diet? What's the protocol? Tell me what to eat. What's the perfect supplement for me? And we haven't even gone there yet. We're addressing the foundation. We've talked about sleep. We've talked about nervous system regulation. We've moved into breath work, and breath work not only supports our nervous system, it supports our heart coherence, but it also supports our body's ability to detoxify. Remember how I said in yoga practice, we often spend the bulk of our time in pranayama, utilizing this life force energy, because it's a proven known way to detoxify the body. So detox is also a pretty big buzzword, right? A lot of you have probably done many detoxes before. Some of you might think, oh my God, detox, never. It seems so hard. It's so challenging. I don't want to do a hardcore detox. Who would ever do that? Some of you are, you know, you're friends with Mindy, right? Or you're part of her program and you've tried fasting. What's interesting, and this came front and center for me. So after COVID, I had long haulers COVID. And then because of my immune system, I was exposed to black mold. Didn't know that I had it, right? It was through tiny water particles that were living in my vent, not even visible black mold. And I swear, as a nutritionist, I go through all this stuff so that I can teach about it. I'm just like, I'm going to be grateful for my healing journey. So here I am, and with Mindy, we're in this incredible community together, and we are moving through her 3-day water fast together. I was probably one of the few people out of like 100 people who I was like, I don't feel good. I feel nauseous. I'm not sleeping. My heart palpitations are back. I'm up 7 pounds. Like, what is going on? I had body odor. That was a really big one. Body odor and a thick white coating on my tongue. I knew something was off. What that was representative for me is that my detox pathways were compromised. All right. Now, detox pathways are foundational to health. And this is why before any healing protocol, I work with my clients on clearing first. Clearing has to come first. Before you nourish, you have to clear. So, and just imagine this, okay? So imagine you invest in, it's Monday, you start this health protocol, you create this really yummy superfood smoothie, you make it, You have all the ingredients, but then you're pouring it into a clogged sink. That's your gut. Okay. If your detox pathways like your liver or your lymph system or your skin or your kidneys are sluggish. And in Ayurveda, we call this ama. This is undigested food. It's also unprocessed emotions or experience that literally ferment like toxins into our gut. It's the residue that we're all living with. And living in today's modern world, as we mentioned last call, this could be toxins from microplastics, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, glyphosate, chemicals that we are just exposed to, perfumes, personal care products, phthalates that come in those perfumes, but also pollution. Maybe you live in a big city. EMF exposure also, which is now showing to kind of impact our circulation. So sitting too much throughout the day, maybe you have a sedentary job and that's a lack of flow through you. The list goes on and on and on and on. But this is where ancient wisdom, traditional Eastern sciences like Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, they knew this. This is number one when it comes to healing. Simple rituals every single day, like scraping your tongue. If I was trapped on a deserted island, I wouldn't want to live without my tongue scraper. You can get them super cheap on Amazon. I don't have an Amazon storefront yet, but a copper tongue scraper, use it twice a day. It's something that's so simple to do to scrape your tongue morning and night. Other things that you can also do to clear stagnation are to think about warm water first thing in the morning and really supporting your digestive system, right? There was a study that was done, I think about 10 years ago. They found that toxin accumulation, it can actually impair our mitochondria. So these, like we said last call, are the energy factories within every single cell in our body, from our toe to our brain. And this triggers chronic inflammation. So last call, I asked you, what are the symptoms that you're suffering from? Maybe this is an opportunity, instead of thinking that you need to throw a hardcore protocol at it, you're simply going into detoxification and understanding if it's something that your body might need. We all need it every single day, but is your lymphatic system compromised? Is your system a little bit sluggish? All right. The good news is that simply by reducing your exposure to some of the toxins that I just mentioned, we can actually see improvements in just 21 days. All right. So let's go over some of these non-negotiables. Some of the non-negotiables for my every single morning. First thing in the day, I have a warm glass of water or room temperature water. It's purified water. It does not come from a plastic bottle. I typically get into water. We'll do that in the academy. But you just want to make sure it's filtered. Spring water, if you have access to it. Because water, if we think about it, used to be alive. It was flowing in rivers. It would pick up minerals and nutrients from the soil, from the stones, from the sun, from the environment, and it no longer does that. Adding a pinch of sea salt. I love Baja Gold sea salt. Other ways, first thing in the morning, I'm sure some of you have tried lemon water first thing in the morning. Dandelion tea is also a great one for supporting your liver. Movement first thing in the morning. Some of you might have seen me bouncing on a rebounder every single day, which is really supportive of lymphatic drainage. And if you're going to join the academy, just, you know, get used to it. We talk about poop a lot. Talk about bowel movements, talk about the quality of your bowel movements, because it's the greatest indicator of your health. And yet no doctor talks about this. All right. Are you having at least one solid bowel movement a day minimum? Okay. Yeah. I'll let you guys ponder on that one. Maybe you're using a neti pot if you're somebody who suffers from allergies to really clarify the sinus passages. And again, simply removing the toxins in your home. If you haven't done so already, it's not too late. Just pretend I'm on your shoulder. Go through your kitchen, go through your cabinet, go through your pantry, go through your personal care products. And just notice what toxins are lingering, and maybe you can start to remove those, all right? So yeah, no hardcore protocol. You can't nourish a clogged system. Detox, and then we rebuild, all right? Beam minerals are amazing. I absolutely love Beam. A vibration plate, that's absolutely beautiful. I used to teach yoga on vibration plates. Super powerful.
So Mona, I also agree that you have to open up the pathways before you can start to nourish your cells and your body.